Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to another episode of Gals on the Go, The Happening. Happy Monday. Today we are joined with a special guest.
My gosh, it's a happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Guess who's back?
Back
again.
So I'm here without Danielle, but with my mom. As you guys know, we've been talking about on the regular episode, Danielle's had a few hectic weeks of travel.
I don't know. Hectic is like a negative word. I would say more like
fun,
exciting. You go, girl.
So today it's just me and my mom. I'm actually in Pennsylvania when we're recording this, where my mom has a place for work. And I was like, we watched Bachelor last night, so obviously we're going to
Oh my gosh. And warning, just a little spoiler, I'm very bad with their names.
I have the list.
I lean on Brooke for who's who, but yes.
I have the list.
Nevertheless, I don't miss a moment. And by the way, I went off The Bachelor for a while.
I know. I got you back on it.
Yes, which by the end of the season, I'll hate you for it.
I feel like we all start out really strong. I was like, Peter's going to be the best. I'm already like episode three. I'm like,
yeah.
But before all of that and like just pop culture in general, we want to give you guys a little Monday motivation. So we pulled some quotes and I'm going to let my mom go first because she's...
You should, why don't you talk about how you came to me and the idea and who we went with for our inspirational quotes?
Sure. So we always obviously do quotes on Monday to kind of boost your week. I mean, you listen to The Happening, you know, it's like an inspirational / motivational quote.
I like it.
But my mom has a specific author that she loves for quotes.
I really do. I'm into, wait for it.
It's kind of unexpected when she was like, oh, I'll do this. And I was like, yeah, I forgot you like really are into those kind of quotes.
I'm into Dr. Seuss. Yeah. I think we've got some really massive quotes. And by the way, who knew he looked like that?
Yeah, we're on like a 51 Dr. Seuss quotes to boost your hope and optimism.
Yeah, take a look-see.
Yeah, he's a character. I feel like when I was younger, I would read Dr. Seuss too. And
you
like,
totally did. Yeah. I think they're always like, those books are kind of, you know, that high school graduation book.
Yeah. The places you'll go.
Like all that tradition. But the reality is actually treat yourself and take a look at these quotes because he was quite the inspiration.
Profound.
Very, very, very inspirational. So yes, with ease, we found our inspirational quotes for the week.
And we're also sipping. Cheers. We'll do a little ASMR.
We had a little vid for this.
Out of our Gals on the Go mugs, my mom ordered two for the apartment here.
I love it. I love a thin lip on my mug. It is so true. I don't like those big, thick ones from Starbucks. Yes, yes, yes.
And you can get it at shop.podcastone.com/gals. Also, link is always in the show notes. But we love them. They just say on the go on the side. We also have some new merch coming out, so stay tuned for that. But hey. So mom, you kick
it off. Okay. So my quote, and I think this is definitely Adina, right?
Yeah.
Why fit in when you were born to stand out?
I love it.
Right. So I love that because I think that everyone out there should be, who's listening to this, who's either maybe standing out and feels like they don't want to stand out, should really look at this and say, you know what? Maybe it's not so bad to stand out. Like, why do I have to conform to everything that's supposed to be the way it is when I could just be myself because that's what I was really born to be?
I really like that, Mom.
Thanks, Bob.
It's a good message, especially from two powerful gals.
Yes. And but again, even if you're not, you could be,
true,
you could be really super quiet and be into this quote, right? Like,
yeah,
this is not only for extroverts, introverts and everyone in between. So yeah, go for it.
I like that. And guys,
thank you.
Guys on the go.
Why fit in when you were born to stand out?
Now I have to scroll. Mine is on the same page in, fitting fashion. I had to do one also from, Dr. Seuss because.
Yes, let's do it.
Two of us. So this one is, my mom actually read this one to me and was like, I feel like this really applies to you. And it's true. Sometimes you will never know the value of something until it becomes a memory. And I feel that my mom was like, with you with college, with you with every like major transition I made, my even like high school, college, you know, now adult life, whatever it may be, I feel like you always appreciate something so much more after it's gone. Like that always sucks though. Like when you, you know?
It does, but that's why you have to. So listen to the quote now and then really like really do it, right? Like you can't just read something. Yeah. You have to like really read it, internalize it. So sometimes you will never know the value of something until it becomes a memory. So why not like understand when you're in the moment that it is going to be a memory?
I like that. Yeah. It's hard to do that sometimes though, when you're like living it up with your friends and then you never know, like here I sit and I'm like, oh, those times when I would literally just be sitting on my couch with my friends from college, like it's hard to visualize that that was the memory,
right? You know? And yeah, how much time, like you loved it now, like those simple Netflix binging.
Yeah. Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah.
Like all of those. But I see like in that case, so I'll be honest, I think you actually knew that that was going to be something that you would remember. So I have a tendency to look at something like that, also flip it around, because not everyone is always living this like great, every day is a great day, yay, life, right? We all have things that happen, myself included, in the course of our days that you say, actually, I can't wait for this to be a memory.
True.
Right? Like, let's put this behind.
Yeah.
So either way you kind of want to look at this, I think that there's definitely, as Dr. Sue says, some value in it, right? With just being mindful that things, literally what you're doing that moment is soon to become a memory. Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old Dr. Seuss.
Very profound, mom.
You know me.
The deepest.
I'm joking. You know me well. It's just, it's like opposite days.
Yeah, it is. So we also talk about on this show, we do an inspirational quote or message or whatever. So going into your week, you know, optimism with that little bit.
Please.
But also we talk about a current pop culture fave, and we have one, I think.
I love it. Good old, well, actually, it's like the broad category of Netflix for someone like myself, who literally has never been into Netflix, right? You got me into you. I know I listened last week and you talked about like the first episode, the first season. And by the way,
first season, like,
I hate to say it. Dare I even say it's not even in the same league. Now I binged it. So like, I think it was more so, but I actually think the broad category here, Netflix, baby, this is all about Netflix for old people like myself and daddy who we would have been watching on demand if you didn't like
100%
in and say,
so what a savings to use Netflix, something that we already pay for. So,
and
so, better content too.
So this was great. This,
oh, so we watched, because I came home for the weekend. So we wanted to watch a movie on demand and I was like, no. And we just went on Netflix and I remember seeing it, you know, cause things could pop on your newsfeed, like new Netflix original. It's the Aaron Hernandez documentary series and it's called Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. So you already know what you're getting yourself into, I feel like. But basically he was a very famous athlete and then played on the Patriots and he was accused of murder of not just one person, but several.
Oh, jeez.
Did he do it?
He literally may have killed like many people, which is borderline serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, if you really think about it.
And then he would just go to like, and then show up at practice the next day. It was crazy.
Yeah. Like, throw me the ball and I'll run it in and, you know. But anyway, I like this because for anyone that's looking to watch something, like sometimes the Netflix shows are like very chick flicky. So this is kind of nice because look, we watched it with daddy. He was into it. Sal came downstairs. You know, he claims that, you know, I'm not going to watch it now because he wanted to watch it alone or whatever. But he could have been into
appeals to a wide range of ages. It is a little creepy because I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, totally.
Murder stuff is kind of
a real thing. Yeah, the interviews are real. Like it was scary. The phone calls.
The prison calls. Yeah, ooh. Those are scary.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a good one. But
I won't say how it ends.
But our fave.
Yeah, I started watching this based on Twitter. Everyone on Twitter was telling me to watch. Well, not telling me, but like I just saw things about like The Circle is crazy. I was like, what is The Circle? I thought it was like a scripted series at first because based on the name, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So The Circle is Netflix's new reality competition. And it says here, it plays like Big Brother, but meets social media. But there's a twist because none of the players actually interact in person. They're all secluded in separate apartments within the same building. But all the interaction takes place over TV screens. So it allows the participants the chance to present any persona they wish. Yes, there's catfishing in this game if it's allowed. And it's allowed. So it begins with 8 players. And then like some people leave and then, you know,
they keep it full. So they keep coming back. So the interesting thing was Brooke actually brought me in. I think there was 12 episodes, Brooke.
Yeah.
And Brooke brought me in at like episode 6. And I was still able to like catch up and understand it and all of that. So I love that. Even though I am in, I'm definitely inclined now to go back because now that we watched the end. So we won't say how it ends. And by the way, the last episode, a little drawn out, but besides that, right?
Yes. The finale episode was not what I expected. I was expecting a lot more.
Yeah. It's like, or just end it. Like, do we need to do this? Whatever.
A little bit.
Anyway, we won't drag. We won't type.
But we love Big Brother. So it just makes sense. We love this show. It's very similar.
Yeah. Very similar. Cool. I guess the only thing that was a little bit weird is that when Brooke like did a little like digging on it, like determined that the entire series only lasts 15 days. So then you start to wonder like, how could you develop such strong friendships in that short a time?
You just have to assume that it's because you have nothing else to do besides communicate with these people. And it's just over the TV screen. So you just have to trust people. I think it's all about like,
and it's a game. And at the same time, it's a game. There's definitely a strategy.
Yes. I mean,
there's a strategy.
Yeah. The people who got to like the end definitely had strategies.
Yeah. Anyway. So yeah, we're into it.
So we'll talk about our faves, of course, really quick. We won't give spoilers though, because if you want to watch, it's so worth it. There's some episodes. Once you get to like episode, you joined at the perfect part, Mom. Cause like 7, 8, 9, like then it starts to really ramp up. And we were like, next episode.
Like, yes. Oh, we binge watched it.
Yeah. We woke up
in the morning at 9 o'clock in the morning. We were watching.
Which we never do.
Yeah.
But that's the cool thing about Netflix is that it's like bingeable shows. Love that. And it's not like you have to wait every week for the release or whatever. So some of our faves, I love Shubham. I think he's a little angel.
You loved him right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love Chris. We truly talk about being yourself.
Oh my gosh. Wonderful. Wonderful. Love Chris. I even said, I'm like, need to follow him on Instagram.
Yeah. My mom went to go follow him. Sammy.
Yes. Cool. Cool girl. Very bright girl. Right. A little bit like, you know, you kind of would think otherwise and, you know, going for a master's.
I think that's the whole point of the show is that it shows you, I mean, with the people even catfishing and stuff, it's trying to prove that the stereotype isn't always what it is. And the underlying like message of the show is really cool. Like how people are different because these people all come on. They're like, I hate social media. Like influencers are stupid. And then by the end of it, they're like your whole perception has changed on everything.
Yeah. And my fave, without a doubt, Joey. I said he was like my fave from the start. I really, just because I thought he was, from what you saw on the outside, he was such a different person on the inside. And he was just.
That's why you can't judge a book by its cover.
It was totally that. He was, oh my gosh, he was all heart and I loved every bit of it. And am I allowed to say who I really dislike the least? Let's call it. So fave Joey, least Ed's mom. I mean, Ed's mom.
Yeah, she's, I don't know why. My mom got so like rubbed off by her.
First of all, she was like a couple years older than me. I mean, and it started to make me like think about like, wow, do I look like that? Like, am I that old looking? Like, it's old is my point. Like 50 something is old. Yes.
Are you having a midlife crisis?
Well, my birthday's in a month. But
no, it's Aquarius season.
Actually, what's today's date? It's in like less than a month.
Wow.
Because today's the 20, like.
Yeah. Just
like, oh my gosh.
I know it's Aquarius season. Oh, do you feel different? Did you wake up today feeling different?
I feel old. That's my point. So maybe I'm just like projecting, you know, because I've been
looking
at her and I'm like, ah.
She's like, she's so annoying and she's old. Meanwhile, it's like, it's my mom in 2 years. Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not like Alex/Adam.
Oh, yeah. He was
so annoying.
So annoying.
Love Miranda. I thought Bill was so cute. There's some cute boys on the show. I was like,
anyone who was to eat or drink in the bathtub, definitely off my list.
Well, also, it's like, you know that they're like, you literally know that they're filming you 24/7. Like, you might as well just try to look your best, you know?
Can you try not to eat in the bathtub? I mean, did you see that part?
No.
I was like, what are you doing?
It was interesting.
Like, and it looked like food, not like a cup of coffee. And also, why would you even have that in the bathtub?
I don't know. I definitely don't know. But that's basically it for
yeah, we better we have to press on here.
Oh, I know, but we have to get to Bachelor now.
That's my point.
Yeah, so that was our current fave. I know we talked about it a lot. If you haven't watched either show, watch them both. I know that it's a lot of time, but
I guess I'll just ask you one question. The circle, because I didn't see the first couple of episodes, are they as engaging as the episodes?
Yeah.
That you saw? Oh, so yeah, you got to do it then. Go for it.
My mom like missed a whole bunch of characters in the beginning, but I won't give it away, like who stays and whatever, but
yeah. So
really good show.
Well, that's why I said maybe I'll go back. Like when I have time now, I'll just sit here and I'll be like, well, let me put it up.
Let me just get into it. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Bachelor of the Season, episode 3. So I guess when this comes out, it will be episode 4 tonight. What are the concluding thoughts, Peter, the season?
I don't know. I mean, 2 hours a week is a lot to give myself to anything. And I don't know. I think I started by telling you, I think I might be at the end of the season saying, I'm never watching it again.
Wow.
Because it just, I don't know. There's so many things in it that I don't completely agree with and whatever. But I guess if you try to leave your brain at the door, maybe it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's not like, by no means am I like some like documentary, like, you know, crazed, you know, lunatic that doesn't watch TV. I'm actually a big fan of Bravo. I watch reality television more than anyone.
Yeah. I think, I mean, my mom and I talked about, we talked about on the show before, like how being a contestant can really mess with your head and stuff like that.
No, I think it is. Maybe it's if you want to secure yourself some time on somebody's couch, you know, then become a contestant on The Bachelor. I don't know how you could ever like.
Yeah.
We're not, as humans, we're not, it's not normal. It's just like actually being thrusted into war or, you know, like some type of crisis. Like we're not trained to handle those things. So yeah, but I'll go along with it and, you know, still watch and pick my favorites and not like people like everybody else.
So the date, it started off with Victoria P, her solo date. She's from Louisiana. She shared like that very heartfelt. Oh, I guess there's some spoilers in here of the episode. Nothing like, I guess we won't even say crazy spoilers, but like just of episode 3. Victoria P, she's from Louisiana, sweet girl, nurse, and she shared that heartbreaking story about her family.
Yes, and she kind of touched on that, right? I guess when she was first, right?
She first came on. She did, well, they did the background story. Yeah. So you kind of know. I feel like, you know, well, they do background stories, but some of those girls like went home night one.
Yeah, I guess if their background story was intriguing enough. But yeah, definitely very touching. And she's a beautiful girl, right? She's a beautiful girl. And she seems to be very kind and all that.
Yeah.
It seems, not necessarily who I would want him to like choose, but.
It also seems like Peter likes to claim that he has a connection with about everybody on the show.
Oh, no. We could actually, you know, if you played one of those drinking games where, you know, like drink every time Peter, you know, touches the girl's thigh. Or
obliterated.
Oh, yeah. Or drink every time Peter said, what was that line? I'm really glad you're here. Or I feel like you're here for a reason. Whatever. He would say that ridiculous line that we were.
He would always say like, I feel really good about us. Yeah. Or I feel good about this. Like,
right. He's sticking his tongue down her throat.
Well, he would like be like, I just like, I'm glad I'm getting to know you. But then all that they did was physical stuff. So it's like, I mean, I guess you only see what the producers put in, but.
No, I'm really out on that. He really does seem to be a little more like aggressive in the, you know, kissing and like getting into it a lot more. Like he's, yeah.
Totally. And then we have, he seems like he's physical. And then there was the pillow fight date. Demi came back and then she apparently picked this date. So it was like a pillow fight situation.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan, you know, that's just me again. Yes. I guess that, you know, that show, I wasn't a complete fan of the whole, like,
yeah,
just like,
it.
You know how you go through that with these.
Yeah. Yeah. A good episode, bad episode.
Yeah,
you mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So it was a pillow fight. Well, they gave them all like pajamas. Oh, how do they determine?
Someone, yeah. And then, you know, some of them are walking around with barely their, you know, like
clothes on.
Yeah. Barely clothed. And then, you know, in the skimpiest lingerie, and others are wearing, what did
a
that?
A footsie, basically.
Yeah, a onesie.
Yeah,
like pajamas.
But it was. They claimed it was like random. That seemed cruel. Yeah.
It was mean.
I know the producers were really savage this season. Then all of this drama started randomly happening. This girl, Sydney, called out this girl, Alea. I have never seen either of these girls before tonight. Like, yeah. I just felt like they were irrelevant AF.
That's my point. So I think that they kind of make you want to see everything because Hannah Ann was like, you basically, if you watched it, if you didn't come out of hating her, something was wrong with you after that episode, right? Like two episodes ago?
Because she was like, the second episode, you mean?
She was very aggressive. And then this.
Oh, yeah, when she took him.
Champagne situation. Well, I'm going to tell you, this last episode, where was she? She was nowhere. It's like,
yeah, it's all produced.
Even, you know, I guess she didn't
do anything interesting enough.
Didn't throw down enough interest for that.
I've literally never seen this girl, though. And she's all of a sudden acting like she runs
the joint.
Yeah.
Total not a fan. And something's wrong with Peter. I lost.
It was crazy. So they went on this group date. Mm-hmm. She was kind of irrelevant. Well, she was kind of like the talk of the people. Like, she puts on a front for the camera. She's a pageant girl. So that's a running theme with pageant girls is they know how to play it up for the camera. Of course they do.
They're trained to do that. Yeah. I mean, it's not breaking news.
I know. I feel like anybody also, okay, not that I'm on this girl's side because I'm not. I just don't like this girl. I feel like everybody plays it up for the camera. Let's be real. There's a difference between you and me having this conversation and if a camera crew walked in here.
Of course. Like, well, first of all, I'd be putting on a better outfit. A
lot of makeup.
A better outfit and more makeup and I'd have my hair done. See, this is part of the whole Bachelor issue, right? Yeah, the whole show
is. These people like get married and then they're like, wow, you're a totally different person. It's like, yeah, because you didn't see me like sitting on the couch with no makeup on. Anyways, so then this girl basically caused a ruckus and then they did a pool party and Peter decided to go up to every single girl. So, because you know, when they have like a pool party, they basically have like 20 something mini dates. Because you know,
yeah.
Every girl is
bowing for them, like you know, getting in there, like
so exhausting.
This outfit, by the way, pool party. There was no pool activity. They weren't even in the pool.
No.
There was not one person that entered the pool.
They just sit around it. That's the point.
Ridiculous. And they weren't even sitting around it. They were like sitting in their groups
in the chairs and stuff. Yeah.
That's not a pool party, by the way.
No, it wasn't a pool party.
Like, where's the person jumping in and doing a cannonball and ruining everyone's hair and the girl cry?
And the barbecue.
She used to blow out her hair that night.
Yeah.
For the rose ceremony.
Yeah. So they had a pool party and he basically went up to every person and was like, what do you think of Alea? And every single person was like, I don't think she's here for the right reasons. You know, like that BS. And then he was like, okay. And then he went up to her and he's like, I don't care what they say. I trust you. And then he went up to her again and was like,
wait, I take it back.
Never mind.
Never mind. It didn't happen. Like totally like mind, you know.
It was so, yeah.
Totally like screwed with her mind. I don't even like her and I actually felt bad.
Like, I know. And then she's like in the corner crying. She's like, no friends.
It's a mess.
Yeah. So hot take. Do you have any picks of the season then? Because I know I shared.
I do like who you like. I am a big fan of Kelly. Right?
Sure. Normal.
Totally. Like, too normal for the show, but that's a whole side note. Maybe a good future.
Oh, she'd be such a good bachelorette. Oh, my gosh. That'd be an amazing season.
Yes, 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 yes. Like, let's put it this way. Kelly, when and if Kelly gets voted off, she's not going on that
paradise. No.
Paradise stuff or whatever they call it, where this one, that one that we were just talking about.
Hannah Ann.
No.
She's, oh my gosh, Alea? Yeah. She's probably already on Paradise. Yeah.
Like, no, stay put, girl. We got a show for you.
Yeah, you're already in
here. Yeah.
Don't worry, you're in the franchise. We got you.
Yeah,
we got
you covered here.
No problem.
I'm gonna throw you right over here with the other.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Then we have, I don't like Hannah Ann. I think that these girls are just honestly, and I say it because I'm this age, like, I don't see the maturity level. Yeah, I don't think that.
They're your age.
Yeah. I mean, Maddie said that she knew the one girl, Kiara. She's the one that pronounced lingerie wrong. I honestly feel for her because I mispronounce things quite frequently. She said lingerie and everyone was like crapping on her. But honestly, I would do the same thing. So like
lingerie, Brooke, that's a really bad one. I mean, they're everyone. You probably get that from me. I'm not the best.
With pronunciation, yes. People literally destroy me for pronunciation. Right. Yeah.
It's not like you're. It just goes to show you it's not about just like intelligence because you're clearly bright.
Yeah. Am I based on recent events? And then we have, Yeah, I think we have a good bit. I mean, I do really like Madison, this girl, but she's only 23. Like, she graduated college a year before me.
I have a question, though. How old is he?
27, I believe. Not confirmed, but maybe 28.
All right, but I do have to say something. My feeling on Peter, he does need to eat a double cheeseburger. He doesn't need a single cheeseburger. He needs number one.
Okay, this is coming from
fries and a soda.
This is not like skinny shaming. This is us coming from people that are naturally like we struggle with
bigger
weight.
Person. Yeah. I'm a bigger person. Like he would be like I would
look 28.
I would look enormous next to him. That's my point. Of course, how could it be body shaming? I would certainly not mean it by that.
I just want to.
I mean, he's
trim.
Tiny and Jess. He's very trim, way too trim for me.
But he's tall. He's like 6'1".
Well, I do like that.
Same.
Not gonna lie.
And he's a pilot, so he actually has a real job.
And I do like that when who was it that told him to shave? He did. Did you notice that he did?
Oh,
he took it down a little bit.
Kelly said something about the scruff. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like maybe he's doing the scruff to make himself look older and whatever. And
he looks young.
Just shave.
Yeah, he also...
I mean, he's obviously cute.
So cute. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Look how cute. The picture of him, like, as a pilot.
He looks like he's 12. He does.
I know. He's young.
He's very young looking. Maybe, I'm telling you that's why he did the beard.
Yeah, because
he's just getting...
Look at this. This is when he went on Hannah B. season. This was his picture.
Literally...
He looks like he's in college.
He could be maybe in high school in that picture.
Okay. Well, anyways, I also am just still over here crossing my fingers that Hannah B doesn't come back because I think that she already had her shot at it. And I know that she wasn't on this episode. She had nothing to do, but I just keep seeing tweets and stuff that.
No. Okay. No.
Well, who knows? And then what do you think of McKenna, the fashion blogger?
Oh,
she was crying at the end of the episode because he was like messing with her. That was crazy.
I know. Like Brooke and I were saying like, how mean is it when you're the last rose?
Oh, I would cry.
It's like, yeah. It's like you, like you go to give, like you go to hug him and he goes, you know, will you accept this rose? You're like, well,
yeah. I guess I have to.
You gave it to me. It's the last one, but I guess I'm on last on your list. Like I couldn't know. I would be like, am I really last on your list? Like as soon as I see him.
Yeah, it's kind of crappy. He had like two. I mean, I guess this is kind of a little bit of a spoiler. He had like two roses, and then he was like, "JK, I only have one. I want to send an extra person home." And then he like made them all wait, and then he gave it to the one girl. Like, I would be so pissed. I'd be "Dude, chill."
I actually think she's cute, but I totally think she's too young for him. I'm sorry.
She's my age. Yeah, exactly my age. Actually, yeah, I think that they gave – oh, my gosh. I do want to talk about really quickly before this is over. I know it's coming up next week. They did a little promo for it, though, and they showed it in the promo coming. The other Victoria F., the one from Virginia, that they showed her, remember, at the Revolve fashion show that she was so nervous. And then Hannah Ann had to steal the spotlight because she had to.
Yeah, because that's what she does. Yeah. And?
And she has a date next week with Peter. They showed in the preview. And – the producers are working hard because the date is like, they go to like these country concerts and like they're the only ones there and they're dancing. The singer, Chase Rice, who goes to Georgia a lot, he has like a lot of ties to UGA, random. He and Victoria F.
Just so happened. Just.
It's so crazy.
Oh, hold on. You're not going to believe this one.
They have a history. We don't know what the history is, but
I just can't. And it just so happens she's the one who gets the date, and it just so happens like you can't listen to me. You can't tell me that you lose credibility here. Like that's when you start watching it, and that's why I'll bring it back to what I said in the beginning. You have to leave your brain at the door because this is wild.
Yeah, the producers are working on it. Just like when they went to the same hotel that him and Kelly met at.
Which is definitely going to come out to be something. Mark my words, people.
You think?
Yes.
I think I saw rumors that they hooked up.
I'm telling you, it was something serious. How is it possible? I'm all for what you said. Like, what did you say? Like, oh, things are meant to be, and you meet, and just circumstances.
No, I said that she was probably on round two or three of casting, and then she ran into him and was like, oh, by the way, I think I might be on your show, or like I'm in casting, and then he pulled for her.
You don't think that someone said, oh, you're on round two or three. And by the way, oh, he's inside. He's at his high school reunion. Come on. Something definitely happened.
I mean, I don't think that they coincidentally ran into each other. No.
And but actually, I beg to differ. I'm still sticking with, I don't believe she was involved in casting at all.
Her.
And then he was like, oh, I'm really into you, but I got this thing going on in a couple of days. Yes, I believe it. That's just me. It's fine. I could be
wrong. It wasn't a couple of days. It was like a month or two.
Whatever it was. So he couldn't have a relationship with her, or maybe they did. Maybe they had a relationship for 4 weeks, and then he was like, holy crap, I have to go on this show. I've committed to it. I've signed my life away. I've signed paperwork that I don't even know what I signed for, but I'm fairly certain when I have children, I might have to name them whatever the producer tells me.
It's
legitimately.
I know, it's true. They literally signed their whole life away to go on the show.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week, and you know it's true.
They own you. Like, especially if you are... Let alone if you're a contestant, let alone if you're the person. That's why, like, oh, I said it about Hannah B, because it's like she's having mental breakdowns on the show because ABC just owns this girl. Like,
totally. She signed her life away, and now her mental health has been
diminishing.
Yeah. It's
yeah, trash.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I know, because they. While she came on this, she was on Dancing with the Stars. She probably had to friggin' go to practice for Dancing with the Stars right after that and was just like, I hate ABC so much.
She's like, end a one, end a two. End.
No, except that it's way more intense than that.
I'm joking. Of course it is.
So I think that that's really it. I mean, I'm hopeful that he can find someone in this bunch that is a suitable match, but... He's really losing respect for me just because I get it. And I get it. Like, the guys are all like this. They want to, like, you know, kiss the gals and have their fun because, you know, it's like when you're the bachelor, like, whatever. And he said it. He was like, it's important to me or whatever. Yeah. But
I'm telling you, you want to watch how he constantly is touching their legs when he's getting next to them. It's like,
it's literally just round after, like, on the group dates, he'll just pull one after the other.
It's like, keep your hands to yourself, guy.
Mom.
Yourself.
Guy.
No, it's like a little much.
He has 20.
You're going to go back and watch this and you'll be like, comments. Comments are coming. They're going to say Adina was right.
He has like 20-something girlfriends and he actually actively treats them like they're all girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because you know at some point, like there's still girls usually at this point that are like, I haven't even kissed him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's kissed them all.
Yes. Yes.
And more.
And we're not talking like peck on the cheek kiss either. Like, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a pretty wild season, but we'll keep you guys updated, I guess.
I'd like to come back to the happening at the end, and I will do my...
Grand.
My
reveal. Yes.
My conclusion.
Concluding thoughts, yeah.
Which will be great, because I'll probably say that...
I'll never watch again.
All the hours that I spent, and it will be like, you know, 32 hours I'll never have back.
I know.
The girls really are beautiful, though. Like, I look at them, and I'm like, damn. I know, they're beautiful, beautiful gals.
You're beautiful too,
bro. Stop. Oh my gosh. Also, Hannah Ann and Kelsey are still there after all of the drama and everything of the champagne thing. They're both still there. Did we talk about that?
They appear to be.
Oh yeah, they rekindled this week.
Yes.
Which is why I think Hannah Ann, we don't mind her as much, but.
And how do you like that them getting along got barely any TV time, but them fighting got
whole episode,
1 hour and 45 minutes. I mean, that's crazy.
I mean, that's just like this one girl who we've never seen before that she acts like a nut. And then.
Yeah, all this. Yeah, it's like.
All you have to do is really just like act a little insane if you want to be guaranteed TV time.
Yep, a little crazy. Break a bottle.
I wonder what the producers say to them to wind them up, though. I feel like the producers are like, hey, you want?
Yeah, like.
Whatever. So that's really it for the happening. A little motivational and then a little fun because that's how we keep it around here. But watch stuff on Netflix. You could also watch The Bachelor on Hulu if you guys want to catch up. I don't know if you guys have Hulu, but hack.
Mm.
But I think the Netflix stuff is more pressing than Bachelor, in my opinion. The Circle.
I think it's a definite. You could binge that. Like, that's fun to binge.
With your friends.
I don't know how much you could binge, like, The Bachelor. It's like, what, are you going to sit down and watch 6 hours of that? That'd be a little insane. Where if you watch 6 episodes of The Circle, you feel quite fulfilled at the end.
Oh, so fulfilled.
Right.
Yeah. So all good. We're going to end off this episode here, but thanks, Mom, for being here.
Thanks for having me. That was so exciting. Thanks, Danielle, for letting me sit in and Where is she now? She's in Vegas at a slot machine or something.
She's home now. I think she's back to Georgia. Yeah.
I'm joking. But it's so
exciting. I'm jealous.
Yeah, I would be jealous. She got there before you, girl.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
What was the premise of her trip?
Her friend from high school's 21st and like the whole family is going and they invited her and like they're doing it all big, like, you know, tables and whatnot. The whole
cabanas.
I don't know. I think that there is a pool party.
Yeah. Oh, she's going to have so much fun.
Yeah, she'll have a blast. I'm quite jealous, but love you, Danielle. And we'll be back at it on episode this Wednesday. Get excited. That will actually be a really good one. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll be there. You know I listen.
Love you guys. Bye.